Last segment, we talked about the Bruce Springsteen Show, what a tremendous show it was last night at Reunion Park. And joining us now on the ticket hotline is a longtime roadie for Bruce Springsteen, Snake Jackson. Morning, Snake.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Doing okay.
Doing great. How are you?
Good. A friend of mine told me to call your show. He lives in town here. Y'all know Grizzy?
Yeah. We do. Hey, great show last night.
Hey, thank you. I really appreciate that. I've been with the boss for about 20 years, and I just love working for the guy. He's a good guy.
And you're one of his roadies. I guess he has
one
a bunch of
his roadies. I'm kind of his main roadie. I keep all his guitars in tune. I fit him with his toupee before the show, stuff like that. One of my primary responsibilities is to make sure Patty's guitar isn't plugged in. That's direct from the boss on that one.
Oh, he told you not to do that.
Yeah, he didn't want that thing plugged in. But, yeah, and, you know, keeping the guy in Metamucil and iron supplements is a full-time job.
Well, you know, you sound a little bit like him.
Oh, yeah, I didn't mention that. I'm his voice double. I do about half the concert for him.
Really?
Yeah, he'll just go up there and mouth the words and everything, kind of give him a break, you know, because I have a more of a pure singing voice than he does, so he kind of relies on me a lot.
Interesting.
Yeah, his voice, though, you know, his voice goes out a lot, and I have to cover him, and that's what that song Cover Me is about, actually.
Man.
Written about me, yeah.
Never heard that story before.
Yeah, and tell you something else I do, I keep Patty away from his dressing room after the show, if you know what I mean.
Oh, so he's getting a little road action?
No, he's getting an enema.
Oh.
That's what he does after the show. You know, I'm just like a lot of America. I think Max Weinberg's a beating.
Yeah, you have to work with him up close, don't you?
God, does he not annoy you or what? I just want to punch that guy in the neck every time I see his holier-than-thou mug up on that video screen.
I don't know if Bruce would like to hear you talking like that. That's his drummer.
I don't give a flip. That Max Weinberg annoys me enough. I'll risk losing my job.
Oh, sounds like tension within the band set up there.
A couple years ago, he corrected my grammar in front of my loved ones, and I shoved a drumstick into his jugular.
Oh, my gosh. That's horrible.
Yeah, he was in surgery for a long time. But
wow. That's
for a long time.
Surprised you didn't go to prison.
You guys want a fun fact?
Sure.
Do you know that Bruce loses 2 liters of fluid every show?
I believe it, yeah.
Yeah, and over half of that is blood from his vocal cords.
Sounds like he needs to be in a hospital.
The other half is at his backside when his pre-show enema kicks in.
All right.
Man, what's with all the enemas?
No.
I'm not on here to make any enemas. I'm sorry.
So have you been a roadie for other artists or just mainly the boss?
Craig, I've been a roadie for a long time.
Uh-huh. George.
I've roadied for some of the best in the business, Led Zeppelin, Wings, the Eagles.
Wow.
Roadside Couch, the Doobie Brothers, the O's, a lot of the big
the
ones.
The O's.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's not a lot of work to roadie for the O's, is it?
Why are you making fun of the O's?
I'm not. There's just
two guys.
Yeah, there's just two guys.
About four instruments between them. You know, hey, you know, this was so close to April Fool's, I almost played my old prank on Bruce.
What's that?
I like to F with his teleprompter. You know, he uses a prompter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So some nights I'll just, you know, during Born to Run or something, I'll get up there and just throw the Gettysburg Address on the thing. Watch him try to work around it.
And he keeps you. That's odd.
Moment of silence for Clarence Clemens.
Indeed.
We're back now.
Yeah, we're back.
Clarence is a great guy, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. Hey, we got to talk to him.
Snake, did you know that George and Gordon on our show killed him?
No, we didn't. We talked to him
right
shortly before
his death.
Yeah.
I never heard that. He was a horrible loss for our band. And I know to this day, Bruce still lays the blame for Clarence's death on some guy he referred to as George the Assassin Dunham. I don't know if that's
all
his name.
Right.
That's ridiculous.
That's what
George are different.
I was the one who was respectful in the interview. It was our sidekick, Gordo, who was ridiculous.
No, I think Gordo did a pretty good job.
No, he didn't either.
I just heard the MP4 just a second ago.
No, he didn't either.
That one's kind of on you.
No, not so much.
Hey, I tell you what, I'm going to let you go here, but I'm going to leave you with a little bit of my singing of Bruce's Born to Run. You ready?
Okay, yeah, we hear the stand-in voice here.
With trance like a spell, born to run. Something like that, you know.
Sorry, guys. Very that strange. Sounded nothing like the boss. Snake Jackson, roadie for Bruce Springsteen here on The Ticket. It's 8:49 on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket. How about the Mavericks weekend and where they sit right now for the playoff race? We'll talk.